Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's a shame that Joe Biden, with all those guys standing in their 90s there, was trying to sit in a non-existent chair until you could see Dr. Jill Biden stage whispering, stand up, stand up. An amazing display today by President Biden of off kilter. But what he said and what Blinken said, the Secretary of State, is what I want to play for you. And he talked about, movingly, about the sacrifice of those who didn't come back from D-Day, or the sacrifice of those who did, and what they must have felt and what they went through. But he linked it to Ukraine. And I want to know, is that the right thing to do? You knew he was going to do it, because he says Trump is an isolationist. I say Trump, getting us out of this addiction to never-ending wars. I don't care what anyone says, I'm sticking to this. That is going to be Trump's greatest legacy, no matter what else he does. That's what it is. He has completely turned around a party who was part and parcel to these unending wars, be it the Bushes and Cheneys, be it umpteen Democrats who like to throw the American military in there in these godforsaken places, adding up to what? Trump didn't do that. All right, so 855-839-1210, you get on board. Here's what President Biden said, and then his campaign dropped an ad today. Dan made a great point, but I got to steal it here. I mean, he's busy with other stuff. He won't
please,
help.
Please do.
Saying they found a veteran with a camo hat and a beard. He would probably be smoking a cigarette, too. Probably the only one in America with a camo hat and a beard who doesn't support Trump and supports Joe Biden. And call Trump a draft dodger. Is this guy an actor?
And we're talking like a Duck Dynasty beard, too.
Yes. I think this guy's an actor. I want him checked out to see if he really
There's
is
no
a
way
veteran.
He's supporting Biden.
Yeah, that he's supporting Biden over Trump. He's the one they use in the ad. So here's President Biden. And by the way, I know people are always itching in this campaign. It's an itch to love the scratch. We now know the big seven, the lucky seven, that are on Trump's short list, and three of them, it doesn't make sense that they're the top three, really, to be the VP choice. Some days we're more concerned with the VP choice. It's more fun than the presidential choice. But here's Biden talking about the idea, if we don't go all in Ukraine, then we're not getting the message of the sacrifice of D-Day.
Because if we do, Ukraine will be subjugated and will not end there. Ukraine's neighbors will be threatened. All of Europe will be threatened. And make no mistake, the autocrats of the world are watching closely to see what happens in Ukraine, to see if we let this illegal aggression go unchecked. We cannot let that happen. To surrender to bullies, to bow down to dictators, is simply unthinkable. Were we to do that, it means we'd be forgetting what happened here in these hallowed beaches. Make no mistake, we will not bow down. We will not forget.
All right, so if we don't do a lot more in Ukraine, he's saying, then we are negating the sacrifices. So, Dan, I remember early on in talk radio, and I think I would react differently now. I went nuts. A guy calls in because flag burning was popular. And he said things, well, what do you think those men who stormed the beaches at Normandy died for? So that people could have a right to burn flags. I'm thinking of those guys storming the beaches in Normandy.
Wow.
I don't think they're saying, yeah, I may be killed today, but it'll be worth it if these idiots who hate America are burning flags. All right. So the president talking about these sacrifices will be negated if we don't continue what we're doing, and I guess more in Ukraine. The men storming the beaches in Normandy, and some of them have given interviews on Fox this time around, saying how distressed they are about the state of the country currently, not just Biden. So do you think the men storming the beaches at Normandy, other than their sense of they're trying to get this war over with, get back home to their families, etc., stop Hitler, defeat this mania, do you think they would say, yes, I'm willing to put my life on the line so that someday we can have a party, the National Democrat Party, that at least hates traditional America, if not the very concepts of America, large portions of them at least do, that we can sacrifice so that we have a party who almost never thoroughly backed the military. We can sacrifice so that we have a party that wants to get rid of the police, hates the police. Yeah, I think we'll make that sacrifice. That party will be in charge. You think they would say, the National Democrat Party at least, yes, I'm willing to fight for that. I'm willing to fight for that type of country. I don't think so. 855-839-1210. You tell me otherwise. Now, here's the D-Day ad, the guy with the camo and the beard and all. They're going after Trump on this and dropping it on D-Day. So, okay, politics, you can do this. D-Day, of all days, you're dropping this, accusing him of all kinds of things, of not caring about the military. And if you've been in the military and the people we know, like Mike Waltz, of course, the greatest that I know, Colonel Alan West, I don't think they would agree with that. You want to drop this on D-Day, then anything we do with this rotten family is fair game politically. I don't know if Hunter Biden's carrying a Bible in today, but it looked like it. To me, he was carrying it with the wife into court. So we're not going to be lectured to anymore with a guy who's trying to sit down when everybody else is standing, a guy who leaves first, they had to get him out of there, and a guy who gives befuddlement a new name. All right, here's the veteran. Here's this ad today contrasting Biden and Trump when it comes to the military.
A good commander-in-chief is somebody who gives a shit. My name is Curtis Register. I served in the United States Marine Corps.
My name is Ed McCabe. I served from the 1990s into 2014.
Okay, my name is Matthew McLaughlin. I was a Navy pilot for 8 years.
It is the first time I'm shaking the hands of a president of the United States. It was pretty impactful to me to see an individual that supports troops, not just on the battlefield, but when we return home.
I see a man in Joe Biden who accepts accountability and responsibility. And when I see his predecessor, Donald Trump, I see a man who is only in this for himself.
Who criticizes veterans, who doesn't see it important for him to go to the funerals.
Donald Trump has zero accountability in his life.
He's a draft dodger, simple as that.
I think the election is the difference between authoritarianism and democracy. And I came to see a president that cares about maintaining democracy.
Donald Trump, he's not fit to be commander-in-chief. He's not fit to lead a squad. And he's definitely not fit to be president of the United States.
All right, so that's the ad dropping today on D-Day to emphasize the point even more. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. It is the greatest generation. This is the capstone of it. And it's true when you look at mortality tables, et cetera. I'm amazed how many of those that stormed the beaches of Normandy or shortly thereafter are there in France. It is remarkable. And it's remarkable when you see those white crosses. Today, when I was thinking about that, one of the all-time greats, you know, I've been lucky. Dan did not get to see talk radio the way I came up in talk radio. Dan, it was a lot more wild and Old West stuff than the corporate.
Some of the stories tell me about DV.
Oh, yes. And one of them was the great Tom Marr, who was a Marine. And he talked about going to Normandy. And he said, when you see those white crosses, you have a sense of how much America sacrificed to free France and to free Europe. So I take that, you know, seriously. And on this day, to drop that on President Trump politically, yeah, you can do it. But then we don't want to hear about the niceties anymore. This is hand-to-hand combat here.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe in Columbus. Yeah, I think the RNC is already looking. Are these actors or not? These military guys that the Biden campaign put out here on D-Day. Joe is in Columbus, New Jersey. Hey, Joe. Good afternoon.
Good morning, Tom. First thing, I'm glad me and you agree on something. Byron Donald, he's got to be the man. He's my new big man. I used to be a Springsteen fan. This is the new big man.
Well, without a doubt, the way he handled the rebuttal and the way he handled Abby Phillips last night, he's not dismissive in arguing and yelling, but he subtly makes a point he's going to continue talking now. I was impressed as a communicator what this guy can do.
He's a gentle giant with conviction.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any other choice. But for these actors, and they got to be actors, Dom. He's the only president who ever shook hands. This is the only president who looked at his watch receiving the remains of soldiers in Dover. Everybody, you know, I don't know how people forget about that, but he did not want to be at Dover that day. So forget the handshaking.
Well, also, I think Trump's record is unbelievable as far as veterans and veterans benefits and trying to do the right thing by veterans.
Yeah, but was that as atrocious to you as it was to me, the optics of that day with Biden?
Well, yeah, and then Jen Psaki lying about it. And, you know, you got to say to yourself, if you're in that position, you just absolutely can't give any indication of you're tired or something else is happening. You just can't do that.
No, you got to, you know,
You got to suck it up for the team, no matter what's going on with you. It's not about you.
But it was such an indication of where his interest or his void of interest exists.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you, Joe. So actors, we'll see if by the end of the day we find out. Dan's right. The only guy in America in a camo hat with a beard who's there calling Trump a draft dodger and standing with President Biden.
Like, no one's going out hunting and talking about the positivity of Joe Biden's policies. No.
No, that's right. And seeing him today trying to sit down there when everybody else is standing, Joe Biden, Dan, they had a scene in Seinfeld when they had the woman who can read lips but is deaf, and they were both trying to talk to each other by covering their face and all. She starts scratching her nose like this, stand up, touring it, and then leads them off into the sunset. Macron has to address the veterans then. It's obvious here every single day the difficulty this guy has. But this contention, these men sacrificed, and if we don't do this in Ukraine, their sacrifice was for naught. Well, I just, you know, it's a hard thing to get inside the minds of somebody who is probably thinking at that point, the main thing, Patton's thing, don't die for your country, kill the other SOB for his country, and is trying to win the war and get home to think what their motivation is. But I don't think their motivation is to have people like the squad running down the country. I don't think their motivation is to have what the National Democrat Party has become. I don't think they could imagine that 80 years later. I don't think they can imagine how routine this stuff is that runs down traditional America. So we have to give a whole lot more to Ukraine. Otherwise, the sacrifices of D-Day will be forgotten. Now, you don't get to glom onto this because of a political campaign. You don't. You're there for the country to remember the greatest generation, remember a capstone of that. For your own political advantage, you're there to show that you are in commander-in-chief, you're a world leader, and all that. I don't think you're there to bring Ukraine up in a way that says if you're an isolationist, so-called isolationist. And again, I think, however you look at Trump's legacy in the Republican Party, and I was there, Dan, in the Oval Office when those men came in, the congressmen, about 20 of them, trying to convince Trump we ought to put troops in Syria of all places. One of them was Dan Crenshaw. And I could tell Trump, you know, it was okay when meeting with them, but he wasn't going to do it. It's constant, this need to put American. Why did we have those three people die in Jordan recently? Or if you're Biden and these people in this ad, how do you like what Biden did to our troops in Afghanistan? The people that stood up there. Do you think that's a sterling commander in chief in any way, shape or form? All right. Give us something that really, really has fallen down that used to be big time, used to be a behemoth coming off. Today is Higher Education Day. Oh, my God. The mind is blown at this, thinking about Higher Education Day. All right, let me throw into the mix. Here are three people that are not on the short list. Now, apparently, as I told you, three people have been asked and have filed advanced paperwork. From what I can glean today, that means more than some of the others. Does that indicate there's more interest? Maybe. Those three are Rubio, Doug Burgum, and J.D. Vance. All right. I don't see listeners here, particularly Burgum. Man, nice guy. But Mike, out of the world. Mike Pence would be
over here.
Mike Pence is a warm cup of milk. It's superheated versus this guy. All right.
It's the eyebrows, Dom. There.
That's the eyebrows.
Yeah, it's.
All right,
can't look away.
Cotton just got added. Maybe somebody said, I want to put the final eight up here, the elite eight on the screen. Rather, I don't like seven. He's
I feel like we
there.
Need a big list theme for this.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, yes.
You need order. You need structure.
Okay.
Why even question who to turn to? Dom Giordano tells you what's big and important in today's world. And what order you need to care about it in. It's time for Dom Giordano's Big List.
Well, I think I my number one would be Brian Donalds. Let's see. These are hard to do on the fly. Thank you for doing
that. Just give me three. Just give me three. I don't need
three,
a top ten.
The top three. It's I more can be negative and knock any number of these people off that
That's
I don't
right, yeah.
see it.
Fine. Let's do a big list. Top three of who shouldn't be Trump's vice president. Dom's big
yes.
list.
Okay. Burgum is on there. Rubio. I don't see Rubio bringing you anything. I hear the Latina. I don't think that's going to work. I don't see that going on. So I would take Rubio off the list. I'm not sure about Stefanik. Dan, if they're really thinking. Now, look, I like Stefanik as a fighter, what she did to those college presidents. But if they're thinking Stefanik is on the list, Dan, because she's going to reach these women in the suburbs. That's what I heard this morning. Come on now. There's no way she's going to argue with them, don't you think?
I don't know, because Stefanik, where I argue with you there is, I don't know if she will reach women in the suburbs, but what she will reach is people on TikTok or Instagram, and they have kind
she's
of a troll sense.
Yeah.
And not that she's young, but her moment with those college university heads went so viral that even Maisie saw it 5-6 times on her TikTok feed, and she does no politics, you know?
Yeah,
so
she did really well.
She's recognizable to a younger audience.
Yeah, it's Donald's. One of the ones I don't get, one of the biggest I don't get, is Tim Scott. I you know, you got to love the guy in a lot of different ways, but Tim Scott is just ponderous, Dan. I can't think of anything else. You saw him during the campaign. It's slow moving.
He's really gone down the charts. Like, because remember, after when he did the response to the State of the Union where he did Cotton to Congress, he was hot and he was great. And But he's really just kind of, the debates, he was really boring and dry.
Well,
and
the betting polls have him as the leader at 5-1, which I don't believe. All right, here are the three, and I wanted to know what you think about this. And these are favorites among people. Not on the list, Vivek. DeSantis, people talked about that as a dream team, right? And Tulsi Gabbard, not on the list. Here's what it tells me. In the end, as wild as some of the stuff Trump might get into, some of these controversies, Dan, when it comes to actually selecting someone, he takes an approach in his own way that is very calculated, very focused, picking Pence, evangelicals. I think he thinks Vivek is a little too hot, Tulsi Gabbard too much of a wild card. And he and DeSantis, both of them know deep down, Dan, 4 years of that. Can you imagine? I don't see that working out with DeSantis as a number two with Trump. No way. Not that it wouldn't be effective to voters, but I don't see DeSantis playing number two to Trump.
I think DeSantis, along with Nikki Haley, have their own idea what they want for the future of the Conservative Party, and it differs from what Trump wants.
And they can't sit there as a VP and just...
And Trump, I think, is also thinking toward the future, who's going to be his successor eventually.
Right.
And I don't think he wants it to be brought in the direction that DeSantis or Nikki Haley wants to take it. So he wants somebody he can kind of trust.
Exactly. Now, the only caveat I'd say this, if by some circumstance that I can't see, say by after Labor Day, Trump feels he's a bit on the ropes, that if things stand as they are, it'll be tight, but he might lose. I don't mean might, just like, you know, it looks like he could lose. Well, we won't know. He's going to pick it by the convention. So if we get closer to the convention and things don't look good, I still see him able to pick Nikki Haley. But the fact that she's not being vetted, there's nothing on the list. She's not on it. Vivek, DeSantis, and Tulsi. With listeners here, is it just recency bias that Byron Donalds, and we have more, we have some of the back and forth with Abby Phillip last night over the Jim Crow stuff. We'll play that coming up. Is the new leader in the clubhouse. All right, so hit us with
Can I ask you one more thing?
Sure.
I'm sorry to throw you
That's
one more
okay.
curveball. Fishapine, Leslie on
yes.
Twitter says, Dom, the weight of foreign affairs should weigh heavily on yours and Trump's decision. And reading between the lines, I don't know if that's about Tulsi Gabbard or not, but how important do you think the foreign affairs aspect of this decision is for Trump?
I don't know why she thinks that. To me, it's
Ukraine,
about,
Israel.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it's about one thing to me.
I think Nikki Haley, on what she's speaking out against, too, is her
warmongering. Yeah, I hear you. To me, it's about one thing, though, really, that you always got to look at with this. I'd like to be lofty like Leslie, Dan, worried about that. I'm worried about one thing. You know what it is, right?
Winning.
Winning. All this other stuff is great, but if you don't win, think of the consequence. So you're playing small ball here. What gives you the best chance to win? All right, so I get her point. So I guess she likes Tulsi Gabbard still, and she thinks Ukraine and all these other things, and Gabbard...
call us, Liz.
Yes, exactly. I just think more who's going to help you win here. Now, I have to admit, I am really impressed with Byron Donalds after this week. Is that just recency bias? We're not looking at the big picture. Is there anybody that's going to say... Tim Scott, Ben Carson, Dan, is on the list. No way. That he's probably the least. Great American. A guy touched by God. He's a brilliant guy, but he doesn't know Dan. How was he able to operate on the co-joined twins in the manner that he did? Nobody could do that. He's blessed. But I don't see him as the VP choice. All right, let's go to Chris in Malvern on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, afternoon to you.
After 40 years of waiting for a parade, I threw the towel in 2010 on the Philadelphia Flyers. So hopefully Danny Breer's listening, because they did a free fall, censor, disgrace to the sport. And the only news coming out over the last, 15 years is this stupid mascot.
Right, exactly.
It's turning around, though. I think things are turning around. Hey, while you're here, Chris, we're working on coming up Saturday, June 15th, the 50th anniversary of the Flyers winning their first Stanley Cup championship out in Avalon, and we might be talking with some of the bullies either tomorrow or next week.
Perfect.
That's my point. 50 years. Jesus.
Thank you, Chris. Thank you. I hope it's the hound, Dan. When that guy would come on the ice, oh, my God, he ran over his own players. He ran over the puck, over the referees. He was just action like you couldn't believe.
So working through a mutual friend that we both share, and we're looking for the hammer or the hound. So one of those two, we'll try to get you.
Okay. No Big Bird? No Don Selesky?
Oh, also available. Okay. I put hammer or hound as your two priorities because you know them the best. And
I'm telling you, I'm sitting there somehow or another doing a remote at a carnival of a Catholic church. And Bob the Hound Kelly is the guest, and people are bringing up, I don't think they were serving alcohol there. Suddenly, we got all kinds of drinks in front of us.
They demanded it.
Yes. They just went
Bring me the bourbon.
They just went to the car and got bourbon or whatever.
Those guys are awesome.
I don't think that guy can pay for a drink in town anywhere.
The documentary on HBO, fantastic. Oh.
Might be a side question when we get them on. Who is it that couldn't buy a drink in Philadelphia? Somebody else would pay for
fantastic.
It.
Wow. That's a really good side question.
I got to write that down.
Hey, can I just finish? So if anyone's interested in attending Avalon's 50th anniversary of the Flyers Stanley Cup Championship, Surfside Park starting at 3 p.m. Saturday, June 15th.
The most vicious guy, though, is Bobby Clark, though. Or Bob Clark, you have to call him.
Yeah.
I mean, breaking the ankle of that Russian goalie. Oh, my God. Just whacking him. There's all kinds of reasons with Trump why some are on the list. Bob the Hound Kelly joining us tomorrow at 1:15.
Woo!
All right. Work up your questions, comments for that. It's that's one of the all-time teams, those two back-to-back Flyers teams, the Broad Street Bullies. There hasn't been anything like it since. So, yeah, that was quite a fall off. Not just in winning or not winning, but just the whole aura. Rexy's Dan. Our buddy, the mayor of Audubon Park, Rexy's there. That's where they used to all hang out.
Oh, yeah?
Imagine the team that was winning Stanley Cups. All of them there after practice, like 20 of them or so, drinking. Yeah.
Can you imagine?
You won't see that with athletes today. I don't know where you would find them. You know, they just don't go out. They don't do that. That was all part of it, What was the guy, Moose DuPont? Horace Kinderchuk, the Watson brothers.
Yeah, the Watsons will be out there at this event, too.
Oh, will they?
Yeah.
Well, my favorite, though, of all them, though, is the owner, Ed Snyder. Oh, what a guy.
Yes.
Let's go to Leslie and Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Leslie.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I think you have mistaken my aloha greeting as a supporter of Tulsi.
That's right. Yeah, we're glad to hear that we thought you were going to take us to the woodshed on that. Okay.
Well, I'm going to take you to the woodshed that I am not for Tulsi Gabbard at all.
What's the fly in the ointment?
She's still a Dem. She is just part of the group of the Dems that are walking away.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make her a conservative.
Yeah, so, yeah, yeah. No, I hear what you say. Look, I think she hasn't been fully vetted. She's a contrarian. And it, look, you have to give credit, though, service to the country. But she's a contrarian on things that make her exotic. Are they legit? You know what I mean? It's one of those things. To your point,
absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's a tough choice. I like Byron Donalds a lot, but we also need really strong members in Congress. And so I'm not saying I don't want him as VP. I think he'd be great as VP, but VPs tend to really kind of not have a lot of influence. And I can't see Trump, like, how much influence did Pence really have?
True.
And
Trump's
not going to give up that.
Right. I hate to be blunt, Leslie, though. To me, and you're a higher order, to me it's about one thing, and I'm not saying I would want to disrupt his career. And that is, I just want to win. If he helps you win, I'm going to do it, you know?
I get it. But there could be others on that, you know, that... And then you have to remember, we don't also, if it doesn't turn out, we don't want to be stuck with, you know, in a Kamala Harris situation.
Yeah, I hear you. How about Vivek? You still like him?
I don't think Byron Donalds is any, please, there's no comparison between the two.
Well, I saw him, now some of it is, I got to interview him finally, then I saw this thing that he got involved in here with Jim Crow, and he walked the line. He didn't say what they said, and even better, when he came back at them, particularly going on CNN, he was very effective. A glove, the person interviewing him wanted to push him harder, couldn't, so she just did the interview. Few Republicans can do what this guy can do in that manner.
Although it seems a lot of them lately have been standing up better. Rubio stood up recently to, I forget who it was, I think it was CNN. So, you know, they're all starting to get some feet underneath them, which is a good thing. But overall, when we're in or on the brink of World War III, that foreign policy issue has to be very important and considered when Trump is making this decision.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it will be. Leslie, what has gone downhill a lot?
So I don't know about you, but anytime I call customer service, I get, hola, por eso. Uno por español.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the rest of you Americans, call back later.
Gotcha. Thanks, Leslie. And the Americans that you get are even worse. That's why whenever I lead with Royce, batteries plus bulbs, what do I talk about? Mania over customer service. In fact, Dan, you were right. This Remington with a chainsaw thing is a clock. Guy sent me a long letter yesterday about going to batteries plus bulbs. And they brought the clock back to life, even though it is a Remington. That's what it's called. So, nice stuff. All right, more calls coming up. Hit me on the side question. We got a lot going on here. We're going to talk with the head of Veterans for Trump at 1 o'clock, former gunnery sergeant. You often see her on Newsmax. And I think they offered this today because of that ad around Trump and Biden, with the one grizzled veteran in America who's supporting Biden. Welcome in. So we have a lot more now on the VP choice. We gave you that. It appears to be the elite eight. They threw Tom Cotton this morning. Look, Tom Cotton is among the smartest, tremendous combat record. And his methodology of pushing back has been really good. He doesn't let anybody push him around. We played you a lot of his stuff recently. Don't know that he moves in needles for people, though, in any way, shape, or form. And some of these maybe are on there because Trump's just being nice. God knows how many more might end up on there. But people love it. Tells us something, I guess. Maybe that's it. That's part of it. But the big story today coming out of D-Day is the Biden administration dropping this ad with some veterans, allegedly. We have to say, take them at their word. They're veterans going after Trump on D-Day. Also, Biden saying the sacrifice of D-Day 80 years ago is lost if we're not doing more in Ukraine. I just can't imagine that's going to fly. But we'll have a chance to talk about that. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jesse Jane Duff, 20 years in the military, gunnery sergeant in the Marines, and the head of veterans for Trump. We'll talk with her. Let's go to Joel in Harrisburg on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Don. Give you two out-of-the-box ideas for Trump for VP. One, he tells the country, in 2028, pick your next generation to the Democrats or Republicans. But in 2024, he's going to nominate someone who was both a House of Representatives person and a past senator, and say he's going to go to Congress and work with them for 4 years. That person would be Pat Toomey. That's one idea. Second idea.
Well, wait a minute. I got to stop you right there. The base of support rejects that completely, without a doubt. I mean,
why?
Why? They hate him now. You're kidding me, Joel. Of Trump supporters?
Okay. All right. Then that's fine. Then the second one is you go full MAGA and you say, I'm going to nominate someone who's going to go after Kamala, who's a veteran, who's a new mother, and who's Hispanic. And that's Anna Paulina Luna.
All right. I don't know about any distinguishing there with her. I wouldn't do that. I'm a bit very wary of her in interviews that I see, and I don't know how much she's been vetted. Okay. But Pat Toomey. Woo. Tony in Yardley is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Yeah. Remember on D-Day when John Kelly said that Trump said that these troops were all suckers and losers, and he asked what's in it for them?
Well, that allegation is went out there. It was more with Bolton, but okay.
Oh, so John Kelly, who's a decorated war veteran.
I'm not denying that. He said it afterward, but it was Bolton. So your point, Tony?
Well, my point is Trump's a piece of garbage, and why wouldn't we listen to John Kelly?
Okay, so you believe that actually happened in that manner, Tony, so that, in your view, you would disqualify him for it. Okay.
Yeah, I think President Bonespur could care less about the troops.
Well, then tell me then, are all these people dupes, all these people like Waltz? There's all kinds of reasons with Trump why some are on the list. Bob the Hound Kelly joining us tomorrow at 1:15. All right. Work up your questions, comments for that. It's that's one of the all-time teams, those two back-to-back Flyers teams, the Broad Street Bullies. There hasn't been anything like it since. So, yeah, that was quite a fall off, not just in winning or not winning, but just the whole aura. Rexy's Dan, our buddy, the mayor of Audubon Park. Rexy's there. That's where they used to all hang out.
Oh, yeah? I mean,
imagine the team that was winning Stanley Cups, all of them there after practice, like 20 of them or so, drinking. Yeah.
Could you imagine?
You won't see that with athletes today. I don't know where you would find them. You know, they just don't go out. They don't do that. That was all part of it, yeah. What was the guy, Moose DuPont? Horace Kinderchuk, the Watson brothers.
Yeah, the Watsons will be out there at this event, too.
Oh, will they?
Yeah.
Well, my favorite, though, of all them, though, is the owner, Ed Snyder. Oh, what a guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's go to Leslie and Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. Yeah, Leslie.
Aloha.
Aloha.
I think you have mistaken my aloha greeting as a supporter of Tulsa.
That's right. Yeah, we're glad to hear that we thought you were going to take us to the woodshed on that. Okay.
Well, I'm going to take you to the woodshed that I am not for Tulsi Gabbard at all.
What's the fly in the ointment?
She's still a Dem. She is just part of the group of the Dems that are walking away.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't make her a conservative.
Yeah, no, I hear what you say. Look, I think she has him in fully vetted. She's a contrarian. And it, look, you have to give credit, though, service to the country. But she's a contrarian on things that make her exotic. Are they legit? You know what I mean? It's one of those things. To your point,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's a tough choice. I like Byron Donalds a lot, but we also need really strong members in Congress. And so I'm not saying I don't want him as VP. I think he'd be great as VP, but VPs tend to really kind of not have a lot of influence. And I can't see Trump, like, how much influence did Pence really have?
True.
And
Trump's not
going to give up that.
Right. I hate to be blunt, Leslie, though. To me, and you're a higher order, to me it's about one thing, and I'm not saying I would want to disrupt his career. And that is, I just want to win. If he helps you win, I'm going to do it. You know?
I get it. But there could be others on that, you know, that. And then you have to remember, we don't also, if it doesn't turn out, we don't want to be stuck with, you know, in a Kamala Harris situation.
Yeah. I hear you. How about Vivek? You still like him?
I don't think Byron Donalds is any. Please, there's no comparison between the two.
Well, I saw him. Now, some of it is I got to interview him finally. Then I saw this thing that he got involved in here with Jim Crow, and he walked the line. He didn't say what they said, and even better, when he came back at them, particularly going on CNN, he was very effective. A glove. The person interviewing him wanted to push him harder. Couldn't, so she just did the interview. Few Republicans can do what this guy can do in that manner.
Although it seems a lot of them lately have been standing up better. Rubio stood up recently to, I forget who it was, I think it was CNN. So, you know, they're all starting to get some feet underneath them, which is a good thing. But overall, when we're in or on the brink of World War III, that foreign policy issue has to be very important and considered when Trump is making this decision.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it will be. Leslie, what has gone downhill a lot?
So I don't know about you, but anytime I call customer service, I get, hola, preso. Yeah. Uno por español.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the rest of you Americans call back later.
Gotcha. Thanks, Leslie. And the Americans that you get are even worse. That's why whenever I lead with Royce, batteries plus bulbs, what do I talk about? Mania over customer service. In fact, Dan, you were right. This Remington with a chainsaw thing is a clock. Guy sent me a long letter yesterday about going to batteries plus bulbs. And they brought the clock back to life, even though it is a Remington. That's what it's called. So, nice stuff. All right, more calls coming up. Hit me on the side question. We got a lot going on here. We're going to talk with the head of Veterans for Trump at 1 o'clock, former gunnery sergeant. You often see her on Newsmax. And I think they offered this today because of that ad around Trump and Biden, with the one grizzled veteran in America who's supporting Biden. Welcome in. So we have a lot more now on the VP choice. We gave you that. It appears to be the elite eight. They threw Tom Cotton this morning. Look, Tom Cotton is among the smartest, tremendous combat record. And his methodology of pushing back has been really good. He doesn't let anybody push him around. We played you a lot of his stuff recently. Don't know that he moves in needles for people, though, in any way, shape, or form. And some of these maybe are on there because Trump's just being nice. God knows how many more might end up on there. But people love it. Tells us something, I guess. Maybe that's it. That's part of it. But the big story today coming out of D-Day is the Biden administration dropping this ad. With some veterans, allegedly, we have to say, take them at their word, they're veterans, going after Trump on D-Day. Also, Biden saying the sacrifice of D-Day 80 years ago is lost if we're not doing more in Ukraine. I just can't imagine that's going to fly. But we'll have a chance to talk about that. Coming up, we're going to talk with Jesse Jane Duff, 20 years in the military, gunnery sergeant in the Marines, and the head of veterans for Trump. We'll talk with her. Let's go to Joel in Harrisburg on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Don. Give you two out-of-the-box ideas for Trump for VP. One, he tells the country, in 2028, pick your next generation to the Democrats or Republicans. But in 2024, he's going to nominate someone who was both a House of Representatives person and a past senator, and say he's going to go to Congress and work with them for 4 years. That person would be Pat Toomey. That's one idea. Second idea.
Well, wait a minute. I got to stop you right there. The base of support rejects that completely, without a doubt. I mean,
why?
Why? They hate him now. You're kidding me, Joel. Of Trump supporters?
Okay. All right. Then that's fine. Then the second one is you go full MAGA and you say, I'm going to nominate someone who's going to go after Kamala, who's a veteran, who's a new mother, and who's Hispanic. And that's Anna Paulina Luna.
All right. I don't know about any distinguishing there with her. I wouldn't do that. I'm a bit very wary of her in interviews that I see, and I don't know how much she's been vetted. Okay. But Pat Toomey. Woo. Tony in Yardley is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Tony.
Hi. Yeah. Remember on D-Day when John Kelly said that Trump said that these troops were all suckers and losers, and he asked what's in it for them?
Well, that allegation is went out there. It was more with Bolton, but okay.
Oh, so John Kelly, who's a decorated war veteran.
I'm not denying that. He said it afterward, but it was Bolton. So your point, Tony?
Well, my point is Trump's a piece of garbage, and why wouldn't we listen to John Kelly?
Okay, so you believe that actually happened in that manner, Tony, so that, in your view, you would disqualify him for it. Okay.
Yeah, I think President Bonespur could care less about the troops.
Well, then tell me then, are all these people dupes, all these people like Waltz and Alan West and all these others who have been up close and personal with Trump, you think they're just duped by this guy?
No, they're political opportunists.
Oh, even worse.
Like everyone around.
Wait a minute. So I took your point about Trump, your objection. That's fine. And now you're besmirching people like Alan West, who have put it on the line, and Waltz, Army Ranger. Aren't you?
I don't know much about either one. But I know Trump is surrounded by people that can't stand him, rightly so. All you got to do is look at what they said about him before he came to power or right after January 6th. I mean, you think Marco Rubio really likes and thinks highly of Donald
Trump? Well, no, wait a minute. Marco Rubio, that's a different thing. You're right. There's a political situation there with Rubio.
What about Ted Cruz? What about Lindsey Graham? What about McCarthy?
Wait a minute. We could say the same thing, could we not? That goes back and forth in politics. My point to you, though, is when you're dealing with military men and military policy around this, I don't think Waltz and Alan West are going to do that. That's my point. That's what I was distinguishing. Okay, so is it fine to put this out on D-Day? I mean, there's no law against it. But you want to do this on D-Day? You want to have hand-to-hand combat? Then let's get it on. Let's put Hunter Biden in jail. That's what I'm waiting for. All right, more of your calls coming up. We're going to talk with the head of Veterans for Trump, 20 years service she had in the Marine Corps. You see her on Newsmax a lot. And we'll see what she says to President Biden today and to this ad. That's coming up.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.